Skagway offers drive-through COVID-19 testing as cases increase, and inclement weather closes the Dyea Townsite Road. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Skagway's Dahl Memorial Clinic will be open for drive-through COVID-19 testing this week in response to an increase in positive cases and possible community spread. In partnership with the Skagway Fire Department, the clinic will offer tests to anyone who is not symptomatic from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. through Friday, December 4th. The drive-through tests will be conducted in the clinic's ambulance bay. Vehicles will enter from the Broadway Street entrance. The turnaround for test results is expected to be approximately 7 days. The clinic asks that those who have cold or flu-like symptoms call 983-2255 to set up an appointment for a rapid test. The Dyea Townsite Road is closed after heavy snow caused multiple trees to fall into its path. National Park Service staff are unable to plow the road until heavy equipment can be brought in. According to a press release from Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park, staff anticipate opening the road within the next 36 hours, although inclement weather could cause further delays. Alaska's election results became official on Monday. A state review board certified the results after reviewing the accuracy of the vote. Statewide, voters turned out for Donald Trump, who received 52.8% of the votes for President of the United States. Incumbents Senator Dan Sullivan and Representative Don Young retained their seats, both securing roughly 54% of the vote. Voters rejected a ballot measure that would have increased taxes on Alaska's largest oil producers and approved a ballot measure to implement ranked choice voting and overhaul state campaign finance laws. But the general election results for each specific community in Alaska only show the votes that were cast on Election Day. Those who voted on Election Day in Haines preferred President Donald Trump, Senator Dan Sullivan, and Representative Don Young. They also opposed Ballot Measure 1. In Skagway and Klukwan, it was the opposite. Most of the voters there supported the Democratic candidates, but those results don't include early votes and mail-in absentee ballots. This year, an unprecedented number of voters submitted absentee ballots by mail or voted early because of the pandemic. House District 33 includes Haines, Klukwan, Skagway, Gustavus, Douglas, and part of Juneau. This year, 71% of voters from these communities mailed in absentee ballots or voted early in person. By comparison, during the 2016 election, only 40% voted absentee by mail or early in person. Absentee and early voting results are compiled by district and are not broken down by each community. With such a large share of absentee and early votes this year, it is unclear which candidates were favored in each community. For House District 33 as a whole, voters preferred Joe Biden for president, Al Gross for Senate, and Elise Galvin for the House of Representatives. They also voted in favor of both ballot measures. For links to the certified election results, visit khns.org. A final federal rule designating critical habitat for some populations of humpback whales in the Pacific Ocean is due by January 15th. A court settlement had set a due date for earlier this year, but the parties in that lawsuit agreed to push back the deadline because of substantial public comment and the COVID pandemic. Joe Vicknicki reports.
In 2016, the National Marine Fisheries Service revised its listing for humpbacks under the Endangered Species Act, splitting the global population into 14 segments and determining that most, but not all of those, had recovered from near extinction. The federal agency at the time decided 4 of the population segments have not recovered enough and should still be listed as threatened or endangered. By law, that decision requires a designation of critical habitat, areas important to preservation of those populations with low numbers. Several environmental groups sued in March of 2018 to force that designation. NIMS settled the case with those groups, agreeing to a deadline of September of this year. Miyoko Sakashita is Ocean's program director for one of those groups, the Center for Biological Diversity.
Critical habitat can be really important for bringing back our humpback whales to their full, robust populations that they were, pre-whaling. And so, species with habitat protections are twice as likely as those without it to be in recovery. And we're really hoping to get the humpbacks back to that level.
NIMS issued a proposed rule last year to designate thousands of square miles off the coast of Alaska, Washington, Oregon, and California for populations of whales that range into the waters off Mexico, Central America, and the western North Pacific Ocean. And it identified some of the threats to these whale populations, including fishing gear entanglement off of Washington, Oregon, and California.
I think what we're looking for is really smart management. And, you know, there are important steps that can be taken to address issues with whales getting entangled. And the other big threat to humpback whales are ship strikes.
Sakashta notes whales are already a protected species under federal law, and she does not expect big changes for fisheries management with the habitat designation. Commercial and sport fishing interests don't agree and point to closures in federal fisheries off Alaska to protect other listed species like stellar sea lions. They're also concerned with impacts to state-managed fisheries for herring, one of the food for humpbacks. And they say the populations in question spend little time in southeast Alaska, while the whales that are here are thriving. The federal agency received thousands of comments, both for and against the rule. It also took testimony in six hearings from California to Alaska. One of those was in Petersburg last January. At that, Southeast commercial fishermen across gear groups united against the habitat designation and asked for the region to be excluded from the rule. The habitat designation also drew opposition from Southeast Alaska municipalities, the oil and gas industry, the state of Alaska, and the Mexican government. The designation will force federal agencies to show any proposed actions do not affect or destroy critical habitat. In July, NIMS sought to push back the September deadline because of an extended comment period and the volume of comment, as well as the additional hearing and impacts from the health pandemic. Plaintiffs in the suit agreed, and the new deadline for the final rule is now January 15th. NIMS has already designated critical habitat for other whales in waters off Alaska, northern right whales in the North Pacific, and beluga whales in Cook Inlet. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.